This program contains two tracks, The Full Mic Break by Taryn and Becky, and then a discussion about the mic break. So listen to this.
It's 9:54 and you are at KSER in the Sunlit Room, and we are still in the midst of our pledge drive, and we don't have a lot of time left, do we, Becky?
It's about 5 minutes. $500. We've got a couple folks that come to the challenge. Now it's your turn to call 425-303-9070 if you appreciate and this music that's being played here every Monday morning in Taryn's show, or possibly the other Sunlit Room shows. If it's music, what you're all about, why you believe in what KSER is doing, why you love KSER, why you can't live without it. This is the time when you say, even if it's just for that beautiful set of music that you really rely on every Monday morning. I answer the phones a lot during the year here at various times, and I hear from a lot of folks saying, I absolutely love the classical music that Taryn starts me off in the morning with, and it just gives me a breather. So what are you thinking, Taryn, when you're preparing your show and picking the classical music out? How do you make your selection?
I just listen to different, I'll run into the classical library part and I'll just grab different CDs, and then I just listen and find something that really just moves me, whether it's like the female singing in a medieval tone or maybe some harpsichord music or something in a flute, just something that sounds really good first thing when you're waking up and you first want to hear music to start the show. It just kind of moves you into the music in a reverent way.
That's wonderful. If you out driving to work or getting ready in the morning feel like me, when you hear that a host has put that kind of energy into programming her show with music just for you in the morning, just like that, put a value on it. Call 425-303-9070. Become a member of Community Radio. This wouldn't happen because of possibly you. Maybe it's time for you to renew, or your friends and neighbors who have pledged for years here to keep Community Radio and this kind of music and this type of programming, this human aspect, personal aspect into the programming of the music that you're hearing. It is for the love of KSER. It's for the love of you that Taryn picks this music out. She's here to serve you. If you call her at 425-303-9070 during Mondays and ask for a request of certain kinds of music, it's because you can do it. That's what Community Radio is all about. So what you can do now is call 425-303-9070. So this is the membership drive. It is all about members. Over 50% of our budget comes from you, and it would be even better if, let's say, two-thirds of the budget came from you. It is truly Community Radio here. Call now, 425-303-9070. Just minutes away from the top of the hour, $500 is the total goal, and it can be you that can make your mark in history now by pledging your support for KSER. Call now, 425-303-9070.
Thank you, Becky. And now we're going to move right into some world music. We're going to hear some Native American music from Red Heart, and then we'll hear a little Irish music from Craigmore. So give us a call, because we want to see those bells and phones ringing. Thanks. 425-303-9070.
Okay, so you had a chance to listen to the full pitch break. Now let's break it down.
It's 9:54 and you are at KSER in the Sunlit Room, and we are still in the midst of our pledge drive.
This is a great example of a good way to begin a pledge break. Let people know what they're listening to and what's going on. Remember, every 15 minutes, someone new has tuned into the radio, so you can't make the assumption that all of your listeners know what's going on when you turn on the microphone and start asking for money. Remind people that the pledge drive is going on, and then as you hear coming up next, why it's important that we hear from you.
We don't have a lot of time left, do we, Becky?
It's about 5 minutes. $500. We've got a couple folks that come to the challenge. Now it's your turn to call 425-303-9070 if you appreciate and this music that's being played here every Monday morning in Taryn's show, or possibly the other Sunlit Room shows. If it's music, what you're all about, why you believe in what KSER is doing, why you love KSER, why you can't live without it.
This is an example of how to make a case for giving. Becky actually started off this pitch talking about the urgency to call, and I personally wouldn't begin that way, but it's fine. But the most important thing in this next segment is to hear just how good of a case Becky and Taryn make here. And it's really important that the case is one of the first things that happens. After you've mentioned the pledge drive and what's going on and explained why it's urgent that we hear from you now and given the phone number, so that's already happened in this break, it's critical that you make a case. And the case is around you as a listener. Listen to how many times Becky says you, and listen to how many times Becky identifies the experience of the listener enjoying this program and why that matters to you, Mr. or Mrs. Listener, and therefore why you need to support the station. This is the most important part of the message in a pitch break. If you cannot connect the experience of the listener with caring about the music they're hearing, you cannot ask them for money. Asking for money is about identifying what someone else values and showing that we as a radio station meet a need that they value. It's an authentic ask because we're saying you use the service, you value it, it really is important to you emotionally, please support it. That's the essence of a case, and it starts with identifying the listener's motivation for giving. So listen to this. This is one of the best cases I've heard in some time.
This is a time when you say, even if it's just for that beautiful set of music that you really rely on every Monday morning. I answer the phones a lot during the year here at various times, and I hear from a lot of folks saying, I absolutely love the classical music that Taryn starts me off in the morning with, and it just gives me a breather. So what are you thinking, Taryn, when you're preparing your show and picking the classical music out? How do you make your selection?
Okay, this is where it gets really good. Listen to how emotional Taryn gets here and how reflective she gets and how really honest she gets about what she puts into the music. She uses some great words. She's really passionate about the music she picks, and she communicates that to the listener. And those feelings that she's identifying are the feelings that the listener is having when they love her show. This is the key to a good pitch.
I just listen to different, I'll run into the classical library part and I'll just grab different CDs, and then I just listen and find something that really just moves me, makes, whether it's like the female singing in a medieval tone or maybe some harpsichord music or something in a flute, just something that sounds really good first thing when you're waking up and you first want to hear music to start the show. It just kind of moves you into the music in a reverent way.
Okay, that was it. Did you hear it? She started talking about what she's picking, and then she transitions to how it makes you feel when you wake up in the morning. That is it. It's not just talking about what you as a host feel like. It's really talking about the effect that the music has on the listener. And if you can flip it around and start using when you listen and when you hear this and the music that you're listening to and the music that you enjoy on KSCR, if you enjoyed that last cut, those are the words you want to use, and that will connect to the listener's emotional experience of the music and make them understand why it's important to support the station. Then listen how Becky takes that and makes sure she says the phone number and asks people to call. And she is generally in the mood as well. She's right there with Taryn, honestly feeling what Taryn is playing and really struck by how actually profound the words that she said are. And I'll tell you, this pitch had the phones ringing off the hook.
That's wonderful. If you out driving to work or getting ready in the morning feel like me, when you hear that a host has put that kind of energy into programming her show with music just for you in the morning, just like that, put a value on it. Call 425-303-9070. Become a member of Community Radio. This wouldn't happen because of possibly you. Maybe it's time for you to renew, or your friends and neighbors who have pledged for years here to keep Community Radio and this kind of music and this type of programming, this human aspect, personal aspect into the programming of the music that you're hearing. It is for the love of KSCR. It's for the love of you that Taryn picks this music out. She's here to serve you. If you call her at 425-303-9070 during Mondays and ask for a request of certain kinds of music, it's because you can do it. That's what community radio is all about. So what you can do now is call 425-303-9070.
Okay, what you heard in there was Becky trying to take Taryn's explanation of what she's doing and then how that affects the listener. Becky's just carrying that further. She does a really great thing where she says, if you're in your car right now or you're on your way to work, once again, she's using you and she's visualizing where you are if you're a listener. And a lot of people are in their car at 9 o'clock in the morning or 9:30 in the morning. Try to figure out where your listener might be and put out a couple. Maybe you're in the bathtub. Maybe you're in the shop. Maybe you're in the kitchen. Maybe you're sitting down in the living room. Think about where your listener is and try to identify their experience right at this moment and connect that with the emotions they're having. And then say the phone number. Becky says it a lot and asks people to call. It's really critical that you not just say the phone number, but you can call here or you call here or call now at 425-303-9070. Say it slow enough so people can understand it and say it. And in this last section that's coming up, Becky does the last thing that's really necessary, which is she does a short explanation of some of the intellectual reasons for giving. It makes up over 50% of our support. And then she talks about the urgency of calling right now. That's a really important thing, and this is the critical way to close the case. This is the end of a pitch break. You're going to go back into the music. You're not going to talk about all the music you're about to play. You're going to make sure that the last thing out of your mouth is the phone number and why it's important for you to call. So both Becky and Taryn do this. Taryn forwards announced the music a little bit, but made me nervous, but she closed it up. She knew that she had to get back to that phone number and call now.
So this is the membership drive. It is all about members. Over 50% of our budget comes from you, and it would be even better if, let's say, 2/3 of the budget came from you. It is truly community radio here. Call now, 425-303-9070, just minutes away from the top of the hour. $500 is the total goal, and it can be you that can make your mark in history now by pledging your support for KSER. Call now, 425-303-9070.
Thank you, Becky. And now we're going to move right into some world music. We're going to hear some Native American music from Red Heart, and then we'll hear a little Irish music from Craigmore. So give us a call, because we want to see those bells and phones ringing. Thanks. 425-303-9070.
So that's the key. The close has to demonstrate a sense of urgency. It has to have the phone number and a call to action, call now, and it needs to end with that. If you say call now, 425-303-9070, and then say, and now, riders in the sky, you've just blown your close. And the reason is, you've just made someone forget the phone number and forget that the whole reason they're listening is to call, and now they're starting to think about the music. I can't tell you how important it is that the last thing that comes out of your mouth is the phone number and call now. Do not, please, forward promote the music after you make the call to action. It really doesn't work. We've seen it, and it's really important this pledge drive that we get it right.